It's 4:51. I don't know if I have the words to describe the strength of the brave super plungers who are jumping into the Chesapeake Bay once an hour for 24 hours in this weather to benefit Special Olympics Maryland. Our program director, Dave Hill, 98 Rock's Christoph Laikelot, and Justin Schlegel are plunging, and Justin has been in seven times. He joins us now before number eight. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great. Now, what are we interrupting? Do you nap in between? Are you just finding something dry to wrap around you? What are you doing?
That's the best way to put it. You don't really have a lot of time to sleep, so you just try and find some place to dry off, get warm, get ready, get a little bit of food, stay hydrated, and just get ready for that next plunge to creep up on you.
Okay, so in your mind, you had to be thinking this is going to be just so brutal. Was it as bad as you thought, or did you convince yourself it was going to be worse?
You know, I convinced myself that this was going to be something I could easily manage. Maybe I would do like a cannonball into the water, half gainer, maybe even a corkscrew. But the minute that Arctic water splashes against your ankles and you almost feel the hypothermia set in, all that fun and frivolity kind of disappears. You walk in, you get wet, and you calmly walk out, almost like a movie theater fire. You just want to get out of there calmly. And then it's a good time, though. It really is. There's a really fun festival atmosphere in here. We got great vendors with food, and people are getting haircuts, and there's music. It really is a good time for a few brief moments of frigid coldness.
Haircut, I'd be growing my hair really fast. Okay, so Justin, there's about 50 of you, right? Do you all go in at one time?
Everybody gets in at one time. We even had today at noon, we had the big police plunge, which you had a lot of the local academies, as well as the Maryland State Police came and did it. So all of them went in at noon. But every individual plunge throughout the super plunge, everybody gets in, usually with a Maryland Special Olympian leading the charge.
Oh, and that makes it great. And I don't know if people really realize it, but they don't let you wear wetsuits or anything. So you're going in and what? And just swim trunks and a t-shirt?
Yeah, you know what they said? That's actually the best thing to go into. The less, the better, because if you wore what you think would be a good idea, a wetsuit, it actually holds on to that water, that frigid, cold water, and it's brackish, which means if you get below freezing but not freeze, and it's going to be all around you if you've got long sleeve, underarm, or something. So something loose, gym shorts, plain white t-shirt, get in, get wet, get it off, get dry, and get into something.
How far in have you gone?
Well, varying degrees. The first one, that's when everyone's all excited, ready to go. You go completely under, and then you come up, and you're so frozen, you forget how to spell your last name. At this point, about eight plunges in, I'm going up to the chest area. It's when you start hitting the middle of the night. 1, 2 in the morning, family's gone, friends are gone. That's when it starts feeling
nobody cares about you anymore.
No one. They've left us to die. They've just left us out to drift. That's when you start seeing people like, you know what, my shins are wet. I'm good. Heading back in.
Yeah, you do have to pace yourself. Of course, this is the best time to get donations because people are listening to you, but they're seeing you guys are tweeting all the time, posting pictures on the 98 Rock page. You're tweeting out. We're carrying it as well. And you're getting up there. You're doing well.
I'm feeling like I'm going to hit my $10,000 goal. I've just come up short a couple of years in a row, but this is the year I think it happens. But I still need some donations to hit that. I'd like to before end of day. And if you'd like to help, you can go to plungemd.com, WBAL.com, 98online.com. Or if you have a smartphone, you could text the word plunge to 56332 and it'll shoot you a link where you can make a donation for Special Olympics Maryland.
Okay. Every now and then we see a great picture come out from the plunge of we saw a woman wearing this little bikini, which I'm sure will be on the front page of the Baltimore Sun tomorrow. Anything crazy? Anybody doing anything just completely nuts?
Yeah, there's a dude in here, and I'm not sure who he is, but he's really into going in the water with as little as possible. And I mean, as little as possible. Like a guy is, let's just say, a bit of an exhibitionist. He's almost like a European tourist that you see down in Ocean City when you're like, come on, man, put some jams
on.
Maybe
we don't need a picture of that.
Yeah, we don't need that. That's going to be a picture promptly deleted. Beyond that, people are just wearing wacky wigs. They're wearing, you know, some tutus. You got some Ravens gear. So everybody's really showing their Baltimore pride and having a good time.
All right. Super plunger Justin Schlegel, thanks for being with us and good luck.
Thank you so much. And thank you. Continue to donate. Text plunge to 56332.